What could stop U.S. consumers from spending this holiday season? Well, it's a three-letter word, and it rhymes with FOIL.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We've been getting little tidbits of good news on consumer spending this week. The government reported Americans spent more last month, the fifth straight monthly increase. Walmart said its sales were up in the U.S. last quarter. But something else has been going up that can dampen consumer sentiment in a flash. That would be the price of oil. It has quietly climbed 20% in just over a month to around $100 a barrel. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports.
Strange thing is, U.S. demand for gasoline remains low, so low that refineries can make more profit shipping our fuel to developing countries where demand is greater. So says Tom Kloza with the Oil Price Information Service.
We're cutting back, and the rest of the world is moving from sustenance to consumerism, and they're using more, particularly in South America.
In fact, Kloza says the U.S. has been a significant exporter of gasoline and diesel this year. That's kept prices high here at home, but analyst Stephen Shork says it doesn't fully explain the biggest 30-day price spike ever in New York oil trading within the past month.
You know what? There really isn't an economic headline to explain such a sharp run in such a short amount of time. There is no fundamental reason.
He suspects speculators, but whatever's behind it, the high price of gasoline remains a drag on the economy. Think of it this way. The extra money we're expected to spend on gasoline this year is nearly enough to put a new iPad into the hands of every man and woman in America. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
In a little more than an hour, the government will tell us how things are going at America's factories, and lawmakers in Washington will be paying close attention ahead of a hearing today on just how big a role our manufacturing sector can play when it comes to job growth. That's something Marketplace's David Brancaccio has been looking into as part of his Economy 4.0 series, which examines how the new economy can better serve more people. David, good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So is manufacturing a place that we can really look for jobs in the future, or is it dead or dying in this country?
Well, the stereotype is it's gone, right? All the jobs have gone somewhere else. Actually, 10 million Americans work in manufacturing now, and here's the news of the week. A new report calculates that there will be 3 million openings in manufacturing between now and the year 2018, which is not chicken feed.
And that's 3 million new jobs? These are jobs that are being created?
Not really job creation. That's the trick here, Jeremy. It's more like job, what should I call it, rotation. The main reason for these 3 million openings is because a lot of people currently working in manufacturing are boomers, baby boomers, and they're going to hit retirement. The actual number of jobs is actually down over the next 10 years. But still, lots of opportunity as the older folks get out of there.
Well, and when those baby boomers took those manufacturing jobs decades ago, perhaps, it really was seen as a ticket to the middle class. Is that going to be the case for the new people who are applying and getting these manufacturing jobs?
Well, right. Remember, you could get out of high school and you could maybe find a job as a machinist that would pay, okay, $42,000 a year or something like that. But I talked to Anthony Carnevale, the director of the Center on Education and the Workforce at Georgetown. The current situation is like this.
Nowadays, high school degree, high school skill level is not good enough.
Nowadays, you got to have at least 2 more years, if not 4 more years. And even if the factory is going to offer you on-the-job training, they're typically going to want to see at least 2 more years after high school.
So what needs to be done, David? How do we move forward in the world of manufacturing in the United States?
Well, it's the fourth largest sector of the economy, manufacturing. And Carnevale said this.
The fact that there are so many jobs there means you just don't walk away. It is the industry that's too big to fail, not Wall Street.
So he's not suggesting a bailout, but some kind of government incentives of the sort that we give, for instance, to the energy industry.
All right. Marketplace Economy 4.0 correspondent David Brancaccio, thanks so much.
Of course.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in global trading this morning, down about 0.9% in Tokyo, 0.4% lower in London right now. And here is an important number, 7. That's how many days the Congressional Super Committee has left to come up with $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow inched up 17 points to close at 12,096.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Every day that goes by looks more and more likely that there won't be a professional basketball season this year. Talks between NBA players and owners fell apart this week, and the impasse has left television networks scrambling to fill holes in their schedules to avoid losing millions of dollars in advertising revenue. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Sports fans, get ready for a lot of reruns. Brad Adgate is Senior Vice President of Research at Horizon Media. He says without live NBA games, regional sports networks like Comcast and Fox Sports will play a lot more talk shows and classic games from years past.
Their ratings are going to plummet, and you can see advertisers may pull out and decide to put their local dollars someplace else.
ESPN can fall back on other live sports like college basketball, but TNT also stands to lose out. For now, it's plugged holes left by the NBA with reruns of CSI New York. But Adgate says that's not likely to please advertisers. Basketball attracts a lucrative and hard-to-reach audience of young men.
These are the people who tend to watch less television. They're out playing, you know, all these video games that just came out.
One winner could be ice hockey. Adgate says NBA advertisers could move some of their money to the NHL. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new proposal from the Justice Department's Deputy Chief for Computer Crime. Richard Downing told Congress yesterday he wants to make it a crime to disobey a website's terms and conditions. That would mean you could be prosecuted for using fake profile information on Facebook or Match.com. Well, at risk of getting into legal trouble, I'm going to come right out and say it. I never read the terms and conditions. Do you? In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
It might be called the European Union, but economic equality wasn't really part of the deal, you know.
Portugal, Italy, Spain, Greece, Ireland, you know. Which country can survive to this kind of policies? Only Germany.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Union maybe, happy family, not so much. That and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.